Imagine finding your mother brutally murdered by someone wearing your face. This nightmare becomes reality for Amethyst when she discovers she has an identical twin sister named Dolly who's determined to destroy her. Their paths diverge dramatically at age 10. Amethyst was institutionalized with her memories systematically erased, while Dolly was trafficked into exploitation and violence. Now Dolly has returned, convinced Amethyst betrayed her, leaving her to suffer while living a comparatively normal life. This dark psychological thriller explores what happens when trauma creates two versions of the same person, one seeking vengeance, the other struggling to piece together a fractured past. Their confrontation forces us to question whether reconciliation is possible when trauma has created such profound division, or if some wounds are simply too deep to heal. Memory becomes both weapon and shield throughout this harrowing journey. Amethyst's institutionalization included treatments that erased portions of her memory, leaving significant gaps in her understanding of her own past. These missing pieces make her vulnerable to manipulation by those who claim to know her history better than she does. During her captivity at an asylum, she creates a hallucination of Zero, a man from her past, as a coping mechanism, blurring the line between memory and imagination. This psychological defense allows her to endure unbearable situations, but further complicates her ability to trust her own perceptions. What happens when you can't trust your own mind? Amethyst experiences flashbacks and dissociative episodes when triggered, fragmenting her experience of reality. As she gradually recovers her memories through triggers, therapy, and reading her mother's diary, she must confront painful truths about her family history. The process becomes integral to her healing journey, forcing her to integrate the fractured pieces of her identity into a coherent whole. A struggle familiar to many trauma survivors who must reconcile their pre-trauma identity with their post-trauma reality. The novel unflinchingly examines how abuse perpetuates across generations in seemingly unbreakable cycles. Three Fates Boarding School epitomizes institutionalized abuse masked as therapy, where children with behavioral problems were groomed as assassins. The twins' first mission, drugging targets at a mansion, shows how quickly they were thrust into violence. This cycle persists through institutional corruption, with law enforcement officials protecting excite media from within the police department. Such systemic complicity makes escape appear impossible for victims trapped in these systems. The narrative also explores what happens when victims become perpetrators. Dolly, once trafficked and abused, transforms into someone who inflicts similar horrors on others, including her sister. Her evolution reveals how unprocessed trauma warps one's moral compass, making inflicting pain feel like reclaiming power. This forces readers to confront the complex relationship between victimhood and agency. Can we acknowledge someone's trauma while still holding them accountable for the harm they cause? Throughout her captivity, Amethyst displays remarkable psychological resilience. When stripped of freedom and identity, she develops survival strategies that preserve her core self despite extreme dehumanization. During assault, she slips into unconsciousness, determined to protect Zero's people, using dissociation as both protection and resistance. By withdrawing her consciousness, she denies her captors complete control over her experience. Physical resistance becomes another survival mechanism. Despite being drugged and restrained, Amethyst repeatedly attempts escape with impressive resourcefulness, fashioning socks from straitjacket sleeves or taking scalpels from an autopsy room. These small acts help maintain her sense of agency in an environment designed to eliminate it. Crucially, Amethyst preserves her moral compass in inhuman conditions. When another captive is punished for her refusal to eat, she feels horrified and guilt-ridden, demonstrating intact empathy despite her suffering. This preserved humanity becomes vital to her healing process, contrasting with Dolly's descent into cruelty. Her story shows how small acts of resistance can preserve our essential humanity even in our darkest moments. the novel presents a controversial view that vengeance can be therapeutic for trauma survivors. After escaping captivity, Amethyst pursues those who harmed her, finding catharsis in confrontation. When she confronts a man who filmed her torture, she methodically stabs him 13 times, one for each film he made, feeling a small piece of my trauma lift afterward. Training becomes another avenue for reclaiming power. After seeing Dolly's fake confession, Amethyst demands combat training, insisting Dolly must die by her hand. This physical preparation builds skills while helping her reclaim ownership of her violated body. When Amethyst discovers law enforcement protected her abusers, she realizes conventional justice isn't available. Her vigilante approach responds to this systemic failure, suggesting survivors sometimes must create their own justice. Yet revenge brings complex emotions. When killing her childhood tormentor, she experiences grief for the sister I lost and the monster she became. The novel also explores reclaiming sexuality after severe trauma. Initially, when Zero touches Amethyst, she experiences panic attacks as Delta's memories resurface. Her healing requires safety, with Zero asking consent at each step and stopping immediately when triggered. Power dynamics prove crucial. Where sex was once a weapon used against her, with Zero she experiments with control, eventually asking, "Who do you belong to?" during intimacy, experiencing sexual power as something she wields rather than something wielded against her. Amid the darkness of abuse, the novel argues that authentic human connection provides the most powerful healing force. While revenge offers temporary satisfaction, relationships built on mutual understanding create lasting transformation. Amethyst's friendship with Myra represents such healing. Her genuine embrace breaks through defenses others couldn't penetrate. The relationship between Amethyst and Zero forms the central healing bond. When Zero shows Amethyst his scars, establishing we're both survivors, he creates equality rather than rescue. This shared vulnerability allows Amethyst to reveal her scarred body without fear of rejection. Even brief connections with rescued children contribute to Amethyst's healing. Seeing her own trauma reflected in the girl's eyes creates purpose beyond personal vengeance, a desire to prevent others from suffering as she did. This outward focus shifts her from survival to meaning-making. The novel's ultimate message centers on rebuilding identity after devastating trauma. Born as Amarilla Salentino, institutionalized as Amy Bishop, and reinvented as Amethyst, her name changes reflect her fragmented identity. When Zero calls her by her birth name, Amarilla Salentino, it represents integration of her past and present selves. Body reclamation forms another aspect of identity reconstruction. After her captor carves patterns into her skin, Amethyst's gradual comfort with physical intimacy represents reclaiming ownership of her body. Professional identity through writing transforms trauma into creative expression. By the epilogue, Amethyst makes choices based on desire rather than survival. The final image, preparing for vacation with all our ghosts finally laid to rest, suggests that while trauma leaves permanent marks, it need not determine one's entire identity. Like Kintsugi, where broken pottery is repaired with gold, Amethyst's healing honors rather than erases her wounds, showing we can find light in darkness by moving through it with courage and connection.